This is a news-oriented broadcast, and all information is educational in nature, is not intended to be legal, securities, tax, or insurance advice. Securities are not offered or sold on the show. Please consult with the appropriate professional before acting on information heard during the broadcast.
The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees. I need money.
This is the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is not just another money show, rather a guidance system to help you help yourself. Legacy Financial is a family-owned business and has earned the highest reputation by helping people just like you for over 40 years. Business professionals, school teachers, doctors and nurses, moms and retirees have all benefited from Legacy Financial's time-proven strategies. And now, the Dave and Sherry Show. It's David Gallner and Sherry Marini.
Welcome. You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is Dave and Sherry Show. My name is David Gallner. Thanks for tuning in. The name of our company is Legacy Financial Strategies. Our tagline is we help you enjoy and protect your nest egg, where we try to increase your returns and you reduce your risk. Again, thanks for tuning in. Let me give you some contact information and a few websites. And we have a lot of information we're going to talk about. We're going to be talking about taxes, the economy, and we're also going to talk about the last segment, what JB, our president, Joe Biden, what he has to say about pro-life people. You definitely want to stay tuned and hear that, folks. I think we may be on a special list. But anyway, we're located at 3087 Innovation Way in Hermitage, Pennsylvania, a development called Linden Point. My daughter and myself, Sherry Marini, who's a certified estate planner, myself, and I'm a master certified estate planner, we've been serving pre-retirees and retirees mainly, although we would do work with some younger people, from eastern Ohio and western Pennsylvania between my daughter and myself for over 70 years. That's right, 70. So again, we're located at 3087 Innovation Way, Hermitage, PA, development called Linden Point. So if you'd like to set up a phone call or a Zoom meeting or come in for a complimentary consultation, call our toll-free number at 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963, or go to one of our three websites. One is called leaveaLegacy.com, L-E-A-V-E, letter A, legacy.com. Has a wealth of information. You literally could spend hours on that website. I'll be talking about a few things on that website in a minute. We also have one for taxes, innovationtaxservice.com, innovationtaxservice.com. And then we have one, especially if you have a high net worth, called the Elite taxreduction.com, EliteTaxReduction.com, where many people who have money, we are able to save you up to 50% in income taxes. In fact, my daughter and myself, along with some co-authors, Jack Canfield, wrote a book called Pillars for Success. In one of the chapters, we wrote about how you can save up to 50% of taxes. If you'd like to have a monograph copy, you can call, again, the office to get one, 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963. So what do we do at Legacy Financial Strategies and Innovation Tax Service? Well, we show people how to protect their assets from catastrophic illness and Medicaid spend down. So if you've got some old annuities you've had, say, 5 years or longer, I bet they don't cover your care for in-home care, assisted living care, or adult day care. Many of those, you can convert those to a specially designed, whether it's qualified money or not, where you're able to get in-home care, assisted living care, adult day care, and nursing home care. If you'd like to learn about that, then you have to qualify for that, so maybe you don't qualify, but many people out there can, especially if they have some of these old annuities, or you've got some lazy money, what I call in the money market account, that's earning a great rate of return, probably close to zero, or even you have some savings account or CDs, because they tell me they're not paying hardly anything. So if you like to be able to take an asset, that's fairly liquid and convert it to a strategy that will help pay for if you need the care. If you don't, it'll leave a death benefit tax-free and it can grow a lot better, have the potential grown a lot better than a bank. And you want to learn more about that strategy and protect your assets, give us a call, 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963, or just set up a call to learn more about that. Also, what else we do? Tax preparation and tax planning. Now, just to give you an idea, the taxes have been extended. The IRS extended them to May 17th. Previously, it was April 15th for personal return. And, of course, corporations were March 15th. Subchapter S, limited partnerships, LLCs, etc. Now, if you had a single man, you know, membership or Schedule C filing, then that, of course, is April 15th. It's been extended to May 17th. So more time for all. The IRS has settled on May 17th, that's on a Monday, 2021, as the deadline for contributions for IRAs, Roth IRAs, health savings accounts, and Coverdell Education 17 savings accounts. No additional tax also until May 17th, 2021. This will also automatically postpone to May 17th, 2021. The deadline, additional tax amounts, including gross income from 2020, distribution from IRA, etc. What about estimated taxes? Well, keep in mind that does not alter the April 15, 2021 deadline. So that still applies. If you'd like more information or like to get your taxes done, we do tax preparation for $150. That includes the long form 1040 or the short form Schedule A. Schedule B, interest and dividends, doesn't matter how many W-2s or 1099s you have for a job. That also includes Schedule D. So if you buy and sell stocks, that includes 10 trades. Now, if you do way more than 10, you'll have to call for a price, but that includes in that same price. Also, if you have a rental property or oil and gas called the Schedule E, that's included in that price. That also includes a state return. Many people have more than one state return, PA and Ohio. That includes, in that same price, $150. If you have a local return, that's $10 extra. If you have a Schedule C, it's usually anywhere from $25 to $35. Most of them are $35, but if it's real basic, it might be $25. Additional Schedule E's are usually $25 or $35, but one's included in that price. If you have an S corporation, LLC, I can tell you right now, call for a price, but it's a lot cheaper than you're paying. But we also do tax planning with that. That's a big one. Now, if you're not paying any taxes, obviously there's nothing to plan for. But just call. So we do tax preparation and tax planning. Go to our website, innovationtaxservice.com. We also work with attorneys, LLC law attorneys from Eastern Ohio and Western Pennsylvania. We're going to talk about when you come back. What is a trust and why do you need one? Maybe you don't. We'll talk about that. We haven't talked about that for a while. So we do work with qualified elder law attorneys from Eastern Ohio and Western Pennsylvania. I happen to belong, and my daughter also happens to belong to Mahoney, Chenango Valley Estate Planning. From Eastern Ohio, we have attorneys from Ohio and Pennsylvania. As far as taxes, we do all 50 states. We have about 7 or 8 of our clients are in different states, but we have all 50 states. Again, more information, give us a call to learn more about it, 800-264-4963. Also, since we work with a lot of attorneys, I have I wouldn't call it a white paper because it's 48 pages long. It's Business Entities, the Guide to Choosing the Right Entity for Your Business. Have you ever thought about what entity is the best? In the chapter, all about limited liability companies. This is a $79 value, which we can email to you. It's 48 pages, or we can mail it to you. It's from the Bradford Tax Institute. So, all about limited liability. Should you operate your business as a partnership or an LLC, tax as a partnership? Beware of the dark side when considering the C corporation. Is the S corporation the best tax deduction entity for your business? choosing the right entity for a newly acquired business. Part 1, choosing the right entity for a newly acquired business. Part 2, choosing the right entity for a newly acquired business. Part 3, and 5 are popular articles. So it's 48 pages called Business Entity. So when you call, say, I'd like to get this report, either mail or email, you tell us how you want it. Business Entities, the Guide to Choosing the Right Entity for Businesses by the Bradford Tax Institute. They're CPAs. So if you want one, just give us a call toll free at 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963. Or go to our website at leavealegacy.com, leavealegacy.com. So you're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. When we come back, we're going to talk about that website and how you can watch 6 mini seminars about Social Security, women and wealth, etc. We're going to talk about the economy, a little bit about Zacks, what Harry Dead has to say, and also we're going to talk about what is a trust, and do you need one, or why do you need one? So a lot of information that all may not be covered in the second segment, but stay tuned to the third segment. And if you miss it, you can go to our website at leaveitlegacy.com. Usually we have posted the following week, and you can go under Resources Legacy Radio, and we'll have our past shows there. So you can pick out segments. They're usually titled. So again, you're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. Please listen to this important message.
Hi, my name is David Gallner from Legacy Financial Strategies and Innovation Tax Service. Complete income tax preparation for $150. That includes federal, state, Schedule D, and Schedule E limited. Tax planning, and this is a big one, audit protection. This is a $400 value, and you only pay $150. Our website is innovationtaxservice.com, and our toll-free number is 800-264-4963. Again, our website is innovationtaxservice.com, and our toll-free number is 800-264-4963. 800-264-4963. Call us to schedule an appointment.
Attention, baby boomers. Wall Street is lying to you. What if you could preserve your nest egg by reducing your taxes? What if you could protect your nest egg from stock market risk? What if you could defend your nest egg from the ravages of healthcare costs? Thousands of clients can't be wrong over the last 60 years combined. To get a copy of the complete guide to living a tax-free retirement, go to www.legacyfinancialpresents.com. Remember, if you want to preserve, protect, and defend your nest egg from the stock market, the IRS, and healthcare expenses, go to legacyfinancialpresents.com now.
You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. And now back to the Dave and Sherry Show. David Gallner and Sherry Marini.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is David Sherry Show. My name is David Gallner. So let me give you some contact information. If you'd like to set up a 5, 10, 15 minute phone call or come in for a complimentary consultation, our toll-free number is 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963. Our website, if you'd like to check out our past radio shows, go to leaveaLegacy.com, leaveaLegacy.com, and go on to the resource tab. You'll see our past radio shows called Legacy Radio. Now, those 6 mini seminars go on the on-demand seminars. One's on Social Security. My daughter used to work for the Social Security office many years ago. We have one, Are You Ready to Retire? One's on women and wealth. One's on estate planning. One's on how to have a tax-free retirement. One is on how to pay, have a paycheck for life, a guaranteed income. So there's a mini-seminar on app. So besides your Social Security, unless you have a lot of money, you probably should have something like a paycheck for life, like having a pension, which most people don't. You could have your own private or personal pension called guaranteed income. So you want to check that out. Again, that website's called leaveaLegacy.com, leaveaLegacy.com. If you get confused, just call us. We'll direct you where to get that information. Our toll-free number, again, is 800-264-4963. So let's talk about the economy. You know, some people worry about inflation, and here's a little simple rule called the Rule 72. You may have heard it, may not have heard of it. It talks about how money doubles, but also it could be talked about how inflation doubles. So if inflation were to average 4%, it hasn't, but let's say it did, you drop the percentage side, divide 4 in the 72, that means it will double in 18 years. So if you paid, say, $3 a gallon for gasoline, then in 18 years it will double to $6. If inflation averages 3%, drop the percentage sign, divide 3 in the 72, that would be 24 years. If it does 2%, divide that in the 72 years, that would be 36. That's all how money can double. So if you're real anal like I am, then that's it compounded. Is that annual, monthly, quarterly, daily? It's annual, but I'll give you the basic concept called the Rule of 72. Rule of 72. So here's something that some people are concerned when the 10-year note was going up, that, inflation is coming. Well, here's what PIMCO did. PIMCO's a P-I-M-C-O, famous bond outfit. PIMCO warns rising U.S. inflation is a head fake. They're saying it's a head fake. Joachim Fels, J-O-A-C-H-I-M, that's his first name, probably butchering it, Fels, I can pronounce the last name, F-E-L-S. PIMCO, he says, U.S. inflation will spike, not spiral this year. We will spend most of the second half of this year and also next year below, he says, the Fed's 2% target for inflation. So we'll have to stay tuned to see if he is right. So let's talk about Zacks, what they have to say, and then we'll talk about the HS Dent Network, Harry Dent, what he has to say. So I'd like to give you positive and negative, two different opinions. This gentleman, Kevin Matris, executive vice president from Zacks, says stocks up as infrastructure and tax plan announced. JB, our president, Joey Biden, was in Pittsburgh. I was delivering tax returns, so I was unable to attend. I wouldn't attend anyways, folks. I'm not sure if he knew what he was reading anyways. But I'll be talking a little later about some of the stuff that he's talking about. But stocks are up as infrastructure and tax plan is announced. So let me read what Zacks has to say, that Kevin Matris, what he had to say. He says, the administration announced their $2.25 trillion. See, they originally talked about $3 to $4 trillion. Now it's $2.25 trillion infrastructure package yesterday. I'm doing this on Thursday late. In fact, it's probably Friday in the morning, 12:21. Infrastructure package yesterday, along with the tax hikes to pay for it. The spending will undoubtedly provide an additional boost to the economy, while the tax hikes on corporations will present a drag, 21 to 28% at C corporations, S for flow through. None of this is set in stone yet, and the final package could look much different. That's true for spending portion and taxing portion. It appears that part two of the plan would add an additional $1 trillion to the price tag and come with a whole new set of tax proposal, this time on individuals. Won't be unveiled till sometime in April. Of course, he's talking about not on people over $400,000, $200,000 per person. We'll have to see if that's true or not. In the meantime, the market has at least some semblance of what's to come. In the other news yesterday, MBA mortgage applications were off minus 2.2% with both refis and purchasing ticking lower. The Chicago Purchasing Manager Index rose 66.3, beating last month's 59.5 and views for 60.3. He goes on to say, that from Zacks, the State Street Investor Confidence index rose as well, going from 91.9, you figured this would happen, to 93.9. European component gained 12.6 points at 90.7. North America gained 1.1 points at 94.4, although the Asian declined by minus 4.9 points to 93.9. Now, the unemployment ticked up a little higher, you know, fell below 700,000 last week. This time it just creeped up over the 700,000 for people collecting unemployment. And the ADP employment record report shows private payrolls increasing, which is good news, by 517,000 new jobs versus the 500,000 K that was estimated. Good news. That's a payroll company, ADP. This comes ahead of Friday's, which will be tomorrow morning. You'll hear it Saturday. So obviously it won't be on this show. Employment situation report has come to consensus of 625,000. So we'll have to see if that's correct or not. 538,000 for the private sector and 87,000 for the public. He says while the unemployment rate is expected to tick down from 6.2 to 6. So you'll be listening to this on Saturday. So you'll see the results and see if he's right or not on Friday. That's when the report comes out on jobs. But before that happens, we'll get another look at jobs with today's weekly jobless cave, which I already gave you that. So let's talk about what Harry Dent has to say. He says, major tops looks likely by late April, last chance to sell real estate. Now, he's talking about residential, not multifamily, also commercial. He said, if you're following the financial news and watching CNBC, you'll see no reason to suspect the stock's top is coming. The government just approved the third monumental fiscal stimulus plan, which brings the total fiscal stimulus plan since COVID up to $5.1 trillion. And by the way, folks, taxes are coming. Go to usdebtclock.org, usdebtclock.org. He said, in the acceleration in monetary stimulus since the repo crisis just before COVID, another $4 trillion or more than the entire previous monetary stimulus into late 2014. And he says you get $9.1 trillion of stimulus in just over a year. That's a whopping, he said, an unprecedented number by far, 44% of our current GDP, $20.9 trillion. What? He says, I've repeatedly warned it's taking exponentially more stimulus to keep even an anemic 1.65% average growth rate since early 2009. That's the weakest recovery in history. Now, of course, Zach's reporting, and also it's going to be up 6 to 8%, so we'll see. But he said his average 1.65 since 2009. He says, did that tell you the economy is dead on arrival or what? Now, remember, Harry Dent's the gloom. Zach's is the positive. So who's right? Who's wrong? The question is, how much can you afford to lose? That's why you want to give us a call and do what? A retirement roadmap. Is the road that you're on, are you going to have enough money to last? Do you have a written plan, not emotionally driven, but as fact driven? Takes the emotion out of the equation. Have you done a suitability and a capacity score to see where you sit? Besides your Social Security, and if you haven't taken it, you want to give us a call. My daughter used to work for the Social Security office. Give us a call. Also, most people don't have pension programs. You might be interested in adding a little layer of that paycheck for life added onto the equation. Then we can talk about where you should put your money, how much you should have in the market, how much you should have protected. That's an important decision. So if you'd like to get on our calendar, either by phone, Zoom, or in person, give us a call toll-free at 800-264-4963, 800-264-496. When we come back, we're going to talk more because we just got started with the H.S. Dent, Harry Dent, forecast. He says late up April is markets going to tank. Is he right or is Zach's right? And then we're going to talk about what is a trust and why do you need one? Then we're going to talk in the last segment. Some of you listening out there, probably a lot of you are put on a list that you don't want to be on and you may not be aware of. And who put you on that list? JB, our president. So you're listening to Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. Please listen to this important message.
Hi, my name is David Gallner from Legacy Financial Strategies and Innovation Tax Service. Complete income tax preparation for $150. That includes federal, state, Schedule D and Schedule E limited, tax planning, and this is a big one, audit protection. This is a $400 value, and you only pay $150. Our website is innovationtaxservice.com, and our toll-free number is 800-264-4963. Again, our website is innovationtaxservice.com, and our toll-free number is 800-264-4963. 800-264-4963. Call us to schedule an appointment.
Attention, baby boomers. Wall Street is lying to you. What if you could preserve your nest egg by reducing your taxes? What if you could protect your nest egg from stock market risk? What if you could defend your nest egg from the ravages of healthcare costs? Thousands of clients can't be wrong over the last 60 years combined. To get a copy of the complete guide to living a tax-free retirement, go to www.legacyfinancialpresents.com. Remember, if you want to preserve, protect, and defend your nest egg from the stock market, the IRS, and healthcare expenses, go to legacyfinancialpresents.com now.
You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. And now back to the Dave and Sherry Show. David Gallner and Sherry Marini.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is Dave and Sherry Show, and my name is David Gallner. If you didn't get a chance to write those contact phone numbers down or their website, I'm going to repeat them now, and I'll repeat them a few times before we close this show. Our toll-free number is 800-264-4963. So if you'd like to get set up on our calendar on a 5-15 minute call and come in person, there's probably lots of dollars that are slipping through cracks, through taxes, concerned about the nursing home or in-home care. There's dollars that you could reallocate without buying long-term care insurance. There is estate planning costs. There's all kind of things that maybe dollars that are slipping through your fingers that you're not aware of. Also, the fact is you might run out of money, not having enough money. That's why you need to set up a written plan and do that retirement roadmap. Is the road that you're on, you're going to have enough money. Now, we talked about Zacks, where the economy is going. They're kind of positive. Harry Dent's more of a doom and gloom. And Harry Dent says, major top looks likely by late April. Last chance to sell residential real estate. The market's been very strong in residential real estate. So let's continue on our last segment we talked about. But our toll-free number is 800-264-4963. 800-264-4963. Our website's leavealegacy.com. Leavealegacy.com if you'd like to get on our calendar. He said, economists keep raising GDP estimates for the year ahead, and inflation is still on the tame side, he says, around 1.7%. The real question now is, will the increased fiscal stimulus, which goes more into the economy rather than into the fiscal financial assets for the monetary side, continue to cause inflationary rates to edge up? I told you what PIMCO said. It was a head fake. He says, the weak jobs recovery covered ahead is countering inflation somewhat. As long as it continues up in an orderly way with a good recovery as the cause, then not many will fear that inflation will be a problem. But if inflation starts spiking, it will be a real problem. He goes on to say, Harry Dent says, but what if the surprise weakness we saw in February in new and existing home sales in durable goods are not just due to cold weather? What if the market is saturated with consumers who have refinanced their home repeatedly, who have bought homes or cars now that are better than they have dreamed was possible? Add to that the empty nest boomers who are staying in their homes rather than moving to smaller homes, assisted living, or nursing care. And we have to ask, what if we just don't get strong spending and recovery that everyone is expecting after consumers have been so overstimulated since late 2008 for 12 years now? After all, he said, the fundamental spending wave has been trending downward since his boomers peaked in late 2007. So he's a demographics guy. And baby boomers are people born from 46 to 64. And he said, we'll reach a bottom between now and 2023. How much do consumers really need to spend before the millennials drive the way up again after 2023? Has anyone noticed that China, the biggest growth creator and of the epicenter of this global bubble, is trying to temper its real estate and economic bubble? He goes on to say, might not that cause repercussions in other countries and markets? U.S. Western capitalists are trying to keep our bubbles going at any cost. While China's top-down autocracy has enough to power to actually try to control the bubble so they don't end up looking like idiots, which they will either way at this point. He said China was the biggest bubble driver, and now they become the biggest bubble fighter. For them or for us, as bubbles never have soft landings. After they get so overvalued, and when markets are so out of touch with economic reality, what if the smart money finally decides this bubble is over, as there are no more suckers, according to Harry Dent, to bring in, and they short the living hell out of it, he says. This is to say, what if the ominous megaphone pattern stocks plays out over the next few months? What could set that up? He says the rising wedge pattern in this next chart, you can't see it, since the March 2020, remember the bottom, 2020, is likely to come to a head in the next few to several weeks. He says a rise to the top trend line to as high as 4150, he's talking about the S&P, plus late April when the S&P 500 would go signal a top. And he said break by early May around 3940, he said, would signal a sharper fall ahead. A break, he said, below, this is the S&P now, 500, below the 3,723, the last low on March 4th, will be the next bearish sign. And then he goes on to talk about Bitcoin, and there's a whole report. So for time's sake, if you'd like to get more information on it, or you'd like to get a copy of the report, give us a call at Legacy Financial Strategy. Better yet, set up that complimentary consultation by phone, Zoom, or in person. Our toll-free number is 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963. So what is a trust, and do you need one, or should you just have wills and power of attorneys? Well, again, we work with elder law attorneys from Eastern Ohio and West of Pennsylvania. So learn everything you need to know about trusts, including types of trusts, who needs one, how to get a trust, in this guide. I'll be glad to send it to you by Trust in Will. When someone hears the word trust, there's usually certain images that come to mind. Things like wealthy trust fund babies and elderly individuals with high net worth. The truth, however, more people benefit from having a trust, according to them, than not. Now, everything has pros and cons. In short, a trust is a fiduciary agreement, Article 1, Section 4 of the, 2 of the Constitution, an agreement that's part of the estate plan. Traditionally, trusts are used to hold what? Assets for one or more beneficiaries, and they may offer significant estate tax and other protective benefits, and that's one thing Joey's going after, President Joe Biden, the estate tax. If you're considering setting up a trust or any type of estate plan for that matter, our guide is the right place to start. You can call and get this guide. I'll give you our phone number in a minute. So what is a trust? A trust is a legal fiduciary arrangement that allows you to set up your assets to be held and managed by a third party. The party is known as a trustee, and the person or form you appoint to this role will be responsible for ensuring that your estate is handled in the manner that you've outlined. So there's basically two types, revocable or revocable and irrevocable. He said avoiding probate court so beneficiaries can receive assets sooner, privacy, protection, reduced or limited estate and gift tax, the ability to better control future wealth by establishing condition for asset distribution. There are a multitude of types of trusts. I mentioned earlier two main types, irrevocable and revocable. Sometimes you hear the word revocable, family, inter vias, grantor. Those all mean the same thing as a living trust. What is the purpose of a trust? There are several purposes of an estate planning trust, but one of the more common reasons people choose to use them is to better ensure their assets are handled exactly as they wish from the moment the trust goes into effect until long after passing. They can also be used as a means to manage tax consequences on an estate, and there are ways to potentially protect your wealth while still qualified for Medicaid in your latter years. Trusts are often used in cases where someone wants or needs to set up a financial care for young children or long-term care planning and care for dependents with disabilities. Who should have a trust? Trusts are necessarily the best solution for everyone. Like I said, there's pros and cons. There are several reasons a trust might make sense, but that doesn't mean absolutely everyone needs one. A trust may be beneficial for those in specific assets, such as you own a home or other property, particularly it's out of state. You have $200,000 plus in assets. You wish to keep your estate private. You're hoping to simplify the probate process for your loved ones after you pass. You have a taxable estate. Keep in mind the qualifying value that deems an estate taxable is going to be changing. You want to set up stipulations on inheritances. For example, awarding a dollar amount for certain life events, such as graduating, colleges, etc. There's much, much more. If you'd like to get this report to learn more about it, if you should have a trust or consider one, and we give a complimentary consultation with one of our lawyers in person, give Legacy Financial Strategy a call toll-free at 800-264-4963. 800-264-4963 or go to our website at leavealegacy.com. Leavealegacy.com. You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. Please listen to this important message. When we come back, we're going to talk about with JB, Joe Biden, the president, and you may be on a list that you don't want to be on. I'm on that list, folks, and you may be on also. And I'll tell you what he said and where that information came from. So please listen to this important message.
Hi, my name is David Gallner from Legacy Financial Strategies and Innovation Tax Service. Complete income tax preparation for $150. That includes federal, state, Schedule D and Schedule E limited, tax planning, and this is the big one, auto protection. This is a $400 value, and you only pay $150. Our website is innovationtaxservice.com, and our toll-free number is 800-264-4963. Again, our website is innovationtaxservice.com, and our toll-free number is 800-264-4963. 800-264-4963. Call us to schedule an appointment.
Attention baby boomers, Wall Street is lying to you. What if you could preserve your nest egg by reducing your taxes? What if you could protect your nest egg from stock market risk? What if you could defend your nest egg from the ravages of healthcare costs? Thousands of clients can't be wrong over the last 60 years combined. To get a copy of the Complete Guide to Living a Tax-Free Retirement, go to www.legacyfinancialpresents.com. Remember, if you want to preserve, protect, and defend your nest egg from the stock market, the IRS, and healthcare expenses, go to legacyfinancialpresents.com now.
You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. And now back to the Dave and Sherry Show. David Gallner and Sherry Marini.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Legacy Financial Strategies Radio Network. This is David Sherry Show. My name is David Gallner. If you didn't get a chance to write those toll-free number down, if you'd like to set up a 5, 10, 15-minute complimentary consultation, do a Zoom meeting, a webinar, or come in person, we're located at 3087 Innovation Way. That's Legacy Financial Strategy Innovation Tax Services. 3087 Innovation Way in Harmony Heights, PA, in a development called Linden Point. Our toll-free number is 800-264-4963, 800-264-4963. Or go to our website, which has all our contact information, at leaveallegacy.com, leaveallegacy.com. So I said in the last segment, are you on that list? JB, Joe Biden, our president, has just announced, folks, I'm on that list. Joe Biden puts pro-life groups on domestic extremist list, calls pro-life people violent. This came from a well-known source called Life News, very credible. Let me repeat that again. Joe Biden puts pro-life groups on domestic extremists. Notice he didn't call them terrorists. He called them domestic extremist list. Calls pro-life violent. Don't believe it? I have the article. Also, part of his administration, Joe Biden's Secretary of State, Anthony Blinken, says killing babies in abortion is a human right. I'm not making this up, folks. Is a human right. What else? Planned Parenthood illegally took $83 million in coronavirus stimulus. This is from the Washington Examiner. Apparently, $618+ million in taxpayer funding Planned Parenthood raked in last year wasn't enough for the abortion Goliath. A new report shows 38 Planned Parenthood affiliates applied for and received a total of $83 million in forgivable loans from the Paycheck Protection Program known as the PPP. After the Small Business Administration, SBA, told the Planned Parenthood affiliates they weren't eligible and instructed them to give the taxpayer funds back. Only 7 out of the 38 complied. David, I should be surprised. After all, these are the same folks that made a profit for ending the lives of 972 innocent preborn babies every single day. The best way for you and me to stop this daily tragedy is by changing the culture within the demographic Planned Parenthood covets most high school and college age women. And with 1,250 active pro-life student groups on campuses across the nation, no other nation is having more one-on-one conversations changing more lives than for the Students for Life. That's where this article came from, was addressed to me when you saw David. Planned Parenthood knows that too. That's why their pro-abortion radicals are constantly targeting students and events with intimidation tactics to shut us up and shut us down. Also, pro-life doctor keeps her congressional seat after Nancy Pelosi Democrats try to steal it. A pro-abortion Democrat from Iowa has dropped her controversial challenge to the congressional seat pro-life, Marianne Miller Meeks, won last November by 6 votes. You might have heard about that or read about that. Well, Hart announced Wednesday that she will withdraw her contest, thank God, contest over Iowa's 2nd Congressional District before the House Committee on Administration and will no longer try to overturn the results of the election. Hart had been pushing Democrats to overturn Iowa congressional race. Marianne Miller Meeks on the committee to reverse the results, and she has secured a spot from the pro-abortion speaker, Nancy Pelosi. So thank goodness for that. Now, what else? Here's two things, folks, that must be defeated. One is the HR bill, the HR 1 bill, and we have to be able to retain the right of Planned Parenthood. Planned Parenthood. And let me read to you something that just happened. Well, I'll just give you the synopsis because we're running out of time. Joe Manchin, the senator from West Virginia, his wife was just offered the job for $163,000, a government job, and it's involving getting money for Appalachian projects and other areas, which would greatly help West Virginia. Now, I wonder why our President Joe Biden would after Joe Manchin's wife. I wonder why he would do that. Can you guess why? Now, I can't say for 100% for sure, but in my opinion, I think he's trying to bribe him. And that information comes from Dick Morrison, who used to be an advisor for Clinton. Why he wants his votes. Folks, they could overturn the filibuster with 50 votes plus the tiebreaker from Senator Madam Kamala Harris. Kamala Harris. She's a tiebreaker. See, the filibuster, you need 60 votes. A lot of these things are jamming down. They can't pass it unless they get 60 votes. If they could eliminate the filibuster, guess what will happen? They can do whatever they want to do. We're doomed. Now, one of the things the senators could do, they got some procedural things. One of them, they need a quorum. They need some Republicans in there to be able to have a vote. If all 50 Republicans could stay away, then they can't pass it and get rid of the filibuster. But if we can get one or two senators not to go along with it, I would hold my breath because a lot of these demon rats, dumb rats, Democrats seem to stick together. Where Republicans, and there's a lot of swamp rats there too, but they're more like independent entrepreneurs. They don't seem to stick together quite as closely. So I'm hoping, because of this HR 1 or the filibuster, and then now these gun things go on, folks, we're on a slippery slope. We're on a slippery slope. But, you know something? It's not a surprise for God. God is the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning, and the end. He's omnipotent, all-powerful. He's omniscient, all-knowing. He's omnipresent. Since he knows everything, he already knows the outcome. He's in control. You can look through all the Bible. I've read it 35 times, the old and the new. That will not get you to heaven. I have 36 out of 45 hours at a master's program at Liberty University in Religion. That won't get you into heaven. You'll see when you read a lot of these Old Testaments, you had good kings, you had evil kings. God allowed a lot of times these evil kings to reign for a reason. And then he crushed them. The new kings came along. But I do know this. He's coming back. I don't know the day or the hour, but in Matthew 24, he's at the door, near the door. I don't know if it's today, a year from now, or 5 years from now. The rapture can happen at any moment. And then comes the rain. But he's coming. But he's in charge of that. He loves everybody. He wants all to come to repentance. What does that mean? He wants all to ask for forgiveness. He stands at the door and knocks. Do you hear him? There's a doorknob on our side. We have to open it. The only way we can open it is through repentance, asking for forgiveness. James 4:10, the first step for salvation, you must humble yourself before the Lord. That's why Matthew 7 said the gate to heaven is very narrow, mainly for two reasons. There could be other reasons, ignorance and pride. So you have to humble yourself. You know, your heart could be hardened like Pharaoh was. Maybe Nancy Pelosi, although she could be a Nebuchadnezzar and repent. Oh, I forgot she's Catholic. She's a believer. No, in my opinion, she's not. Many people profess they don't possess. I believe Satan does his greatest works, not with people like Sodom and so forth. Many people think they're righteous. The Bible is very clear on that. We're not. Romans 3:10 says there's none righteous. No, not one. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Compared to a righteous, holy God, we are filthy rags. So you must ask for repentance, because he stands at the door, and accept Jesus Christ as the God. He said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me being Jesus. Who do you say he is? Is he the God, or a lunatic, or a liar? So you must ask for forgiveness, repentance, and accept him as the God, and mean it in your heart. If you do that, you will spend eternity in heaven. A man's appointed once to die, Hebrews 9:27. Then comes a judgment. It's not like taking a vacation and you say I won't go there next year. We're talking about forever and ever and ever. He loves each and every one of you, but you have to make that decision. He knocks. Do you hear him? Do you hear him? If you'd like to get a book called A Case for Christ by Lee Strobel, please give us a call toll free at 800-264-4963. You're listening on Saturday, and remember this on Sunday. Happy Easter. He has risen. He has risen indeed. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll talk to you next week.
Hi, my name is David Gallner from Legacy Financial Strategies and Innovation Tax Service. Complete income tax preparation for $150. That includes federal, state, Schedule D and Schedule E Limited, tax planning, and this is a big one, audit protection. This is a $400 value, and you only pay $150. Our website is innovationtaxservice.com, and our toll-free number is 800-264-4963. Again, our website is innovationtaxservice.com, and our toll-free number is 800-264-4963. 800-264-4963. Call us to schedule an appointment. A piece of information, must-know fact, you would agree that you would want to know about it prior to making any type of financial decision, especially one that puts your money at risk. That's what makes our firm different. We believe in identifying all the facts necessary to make a sound financial decision that is your best interest before making that decision. Call us at toll-free at 800-264-4963. That's 800-264-4963. Or go to our website at leavealegacy.com. Leave a legacy.com. Top.